killed Jonathan, son of Ananus, as he strode across the Temple Mount in the year 56 CE? No doubt there were many in Jerusalem who longed to slay the rapacious high priest, and more than a few who would have liked to wipe out the bloated temple priesthood in its entirety. For what must never be forgotten when speaking of first century Palestine is that this land, this hallowed land from which the Spirit of God flowed to the rest of the world, was occupied territory. Legions of Roman troops were stationed throughout Judea. Some 600 Roman soldiers resided atop the Temple Mount itself, within the high stone walls of the Antonia Fortress, which buttressed the northwest corner of the temple wall. The unclean centurion in his red cape and polished cuirass, who paraded through the court of Gentiles, his hand hovering over the hilt of his sword, was a not-so-subtle reminder, if any were needed, of who really ruled this sacred place. Roman dominion over Jerusalem began in 63 BCE, when Rome's master tactician Pompey Magnus entered the city with his conquering legions and laid siege to the temple. By then, Jerusalem had long since passed its economic and cultural zenith, the Canaanite settlement that King David had recast into the seat of his kingdom, the city he had passed to his wayward son Solomon, who built the first temple to God, sacked and destroyed by the Babylonians in 586 BCE, the city that had served as the religious, economic, and political capital of the Jewish nation for 1,000 years, was, by the time Pompey strode through its gates, recognized less for its beauty and grandeur than for the religious fervor of its troublesome population. Situated on the southern plateau of the shaggy Judean mountains, between the twin peaks of Mount Scopus and the Mount of Olives, and flanked by the Kidron Valley in the east and the steep, forbidding Valley of Gehenna in the south, Jerusalem, at the time of the Roman invasion, was home to a settled population of about 100,000 people. To the Romans, it was an inconsequential speck on the imperial map, a city the wordy statesman Cicero dismissed as a hole in the corner. But to the Jews, this was the navel of the world,